Next Chapter Podcasts.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the Play On Podcast series, Romeo and Juliet. Episode 4. It's a play about Peter. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
All right, that's good. And then what happens?
There's like a lot of stabbing.
Oh, yep. because Romeo kills Tybalt.
And then, oh my God. And then all the adults arrive and there is a big fight about the blame.
Someone mute Daniel?
No.
Am I on the right
Don't mute me, don't mute me, don't mute me.
You guys, do I sound boxy at all? Wait, there's also a wedding. The wedding is really important.
Where the devil should this Romeo be? Came he not home tonight?
Not to his father's. I spoke with his man.
Why? That same pale, hard-hearted wench. That Rosaline torments him so that he will sure run mad.
Tybalt, the kinsman to old Capulet, hath sent a letter to his father's house.
A challenge, I assume.
Romeo will answer it.
Any man that can write may answer a letter.
Nay, he will answer the letter's author. He will answer the dare.
Alas, poor Romeo, he is already dead. Stabbed with a heartless harlot's steeled stare. Lulled into lethargy with an airy love song, the bullseye of his heart full bled with the blind bowboy's silver shaft. Surely he is not the man to encounter Tybalt.
Why? What is Tybalt?
Tybalt is the prince of cats. Oh, he's the courageous captain of class. He fights like you sing sonnets, keeping time, distance, and proportion. He rests his proper rests, one, two, and the third in your chest. The bleeding butcher of many a button. A duelist. A gentleman of the highest dueling houses. Never draws, but for justice and honor. Yet his infamous passado, the punto reverso, the hey.
The what?
Exactly. The pox of such clownish, lisping, affected fantasticos. These new curly-tongued accents. By Jesu, a very good blade, a very tall man, a very good whore. Why? 'Tis a lamentable thing, grandsire, that we should be thus pestered with these strange flies. These fashion mongers, these foppish floppers, who stand so much on new form that they cannot rest at ease on the old bench. Ugh, their bones, their bones!
Ooh. Here comes Romeo. Here comes Romeo.
Nothing in his nets. There comes a dried herring. Oh, flesh, flesh. Wherefore art thou fishified? Now,
what?
Sing a song of David. Compared to your lady, his love, Bathsheba, was a kitchen wench, albeit she had a better love to berime her. Dido was a dud. Cleopatra, a gypsy. Helen and Hero, both whores and harlots. Thisbe had decent eyes, but who cares? Signor Romeo, bonjour. There's a French salutation to your petit mort. I hope you gave us the counterfeit to score fair last night.
Good morrow to you both. What counterfeit did I give you?
The slip, sir. You gave us the slip. Be quicker, can you not?
Pardon, good mercutio. My business was great, and in such a case as mine, a man may be excused of courtesy.
Was this case such a case that excuses a man to work his back?
Meaning to curtsy?
In polite companies, some might call it so.
Oh, most courteous explanation.
I'm the very pink of courtesy.
As pink as a young cockerel's comb?
As pink as the entrance such a cockerel might occasion to peck?
Why, then I'd say my cockerel is combed pinker than most peckers.
Oh! Why is not this better now than groaning for love? Now art thou sociable? Now art thou Romeo? Now art thou
what thou art, by art as well as by nature. For this driveling love is a natural fool that runs, tongue hanging out, up and down to find a hole wherein to stick his precious bauble.
Stop there! Stop there!
Thou desirest me to stop in my tale, mid-course.
Thou wouldst else have made thy tale large.
Oh. Well, thou art deceived. I would have made it short, for I was come to the whole depth of my tale, and meant indeed to occupy the argument no longer.
Here's some goodly baubles.
I spy a good hole. Grandly large and largely old, no man's arrow could miss, nor be felt in such a heap of ancientness.
Peter!
At your service.
My fan, Peter.
Good Peter, to hide her face, for her fan's the fairer face.
God ye good morrow, gentlemen.
God ye good even, fair gentlewoman.
Is it good even?
'Tis no less, I tell ye, for the body hand of the dial is now upon the prick of noon.
How dare you? What kind of a man are you?
One gentlewoman that God hath made, thus his to mar.
By my troth, well said. Thus his to mar, he says. Gentlemen, can any of you tell me where I may find the young Romeo?
I can tell you. But young Romeo will be older when you have found him than he was when you sought him. I'm the youngest of that name, for fault of a younger.
You speak better.
Yeah, is the younger better?
If you be he, sir, I desire some confidence with you.
She will ask him to some supper.
The ancient hole is falling for our well-combed cockerel. Rub-a-dub-dub, old hag in a tub. And who do you think she be?
She be
a cougar. She rubbers young roostermen for suppers, but too dry, too wide is she.
Very wide.
Romeo, will you come to your father's? We'll to dinner thither.
I will follow you.
Very well. Farewell, ancient lady. May all your desires be met.
Bye-bye.
I pray you, sir, what saucy merchant was this that was so full of his roguery?
A gentleman nurse that loves to hear himself talk, and will speak more in a minute than he will stand to in a month.
Just speak anything against me. I'll take him down if you are lustier than he is, and 20 such knaves put together. And if I cannot, I'll find those that shall. Scurvy knave. I am none of his wanton wenches. I am none of his jailmates. And you, thwack! You just stand there like a statue while every knave have a peck at me.
I saw no man peck anywhere. If I had, my weapon should quickly have been out. I swear, I dare draw as soon as any other man if I see occasion in a good quarrel. And the law on my side.
No, afore God, I am so vexed that every part about me quivers. Scurvy knave. Pray you, sir, a word. And as I told you, my young lady bid me inquire you out. What she bid me say, I will keep to myself. But first, let me tell ye, if ye should lead her in a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behavior, as they say. For the gentlewoman is young, and therefore, if you should deal double with her, truly, it were an ill thing to be offered to any gentlewoman, and very weak dealing.
Nurse, commend me to thy lady and mistress. I avow unto thee.
Good heart! And in faith, I will tell her as much. Lord, Lord, she will be a joyful woman.
What wilt thou tell her? Nurse, thou dost not hear me.
I will tell her, sir, that you do avow, which, as I take it, is a gentlemanlike offer.
Bid her devise some means to come to church this afternoon. And there she'll be at Friar Lawrence's cell, confessed and married. Here is for thy pains.
Clink. Oh, no, truly, sir. Not a penny.
Clink.
Clink.
Go to. I say you shall.
This afternoon, sir. Well, she shall be there.
And wait, good nurse. Bind the abbey wall. Within this hour, my man shall be with thee and bring thee cords made like a weaved stair, which to the highest masthead of my joy must be my convoy in the secret night. Farewell. Be trusty, and I'll pay thy pains. Clink.
Clink.
Clink. Clink.
Farewell. Commend me to thy mistress.
Now God in heaven bless thee. Listen, sir.
What sayest thou, my dear nurse?
Is your man secret? Did you ne'er hear say, two may keep counsel, putting one away?
I warrant thee my man's as true as steel.
Well, sir, my mistress is the sweetest lady. Lord, Lord, when she was a little chattering thing. Oh, there is a nobleman in town, one Paris, that would eager come courting, but she, good soul, would sooner see a toad, a very toad, than see him. I anger her sometimes and tell her that Paris is the properer man, but I swear to you, when I say so, she looks as pale as any moon in the whole wide world. Doth not Rosemary and Romeo begin both with the same letter?
I? Nurse, what of that? Both with an R?
A mocker. That's the dog's name. R is for the... No, I know it begins with some other letter, and she has the prettiest piety towards it, of you and Rosemary, that it would do you good to hear it.
Commend me to thy lady.
Aye, a thousand times. Peter!
Coming.
Let's go. Briskly. La, 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 la.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The clock struck nine when I did send the nurse. In half an hour, she promised to return. Perchance she cannot meet him. That's not so. Oh, she is lame. Love's herald should be thoughts, which 10 times faster glides than the sun's beams, driving back shadows over cloudy hills. Therefore do nimble-winged doves draw love, and therefore hath the wind-swift Cupid flight.
Dung.
Now is the sun upon the highmost hill of this day's journey, and from 9 till 12 is 3 long hours, yet she is not come. Had she affections and warm youthful blood, she would be as swift in motion as a ball. My words would whip her quick to my sweet love and his to me. But old folks, many feign like they were dead. Unwieldy, slow, heavy, and pale as lead. Oh, God, she comes. Oh, honey nurse, what news? Hast thou met with him? Send thy man away.
Peter! Stay at the gate.
Now, good sweet nurse. Oh, Lord, why lookest thou sad? If news be sad, do tell them merrily. If good, thou shamest the music of sweet news by playing it to me with so sour a face.
I am a weary. Give me leave a while. Fie, how my bones ache. What a trek I've had.
I would thou hadst my bones and I thy news. Nay, come, I pray thee, speak. Good, good nurse, speak.
Jesu, what haste! Can you not stay a while? Do you not see that I am out of breath?
How art thou out of breath when thou hast breath to say to me that thou art out of breath? The excuse that thou dost make in this delay is longer than the tale doth excuse. Is thy news good or bad? Answer to that, say either one, and I can wait for details. Let me be satisfied. Is't good or bad?
Well, you have made a foolish choice. You know not how to choose a man. Romeo? No, not he. Though his face be better than any man's, yet his leg excels all man's. And for a hand and a foot and a body, though they ought not to be talked on, they are past compare. He is not the flower of courtesy, but I'll warrant him as gentle as a lamb. Not bad, wench, but be good.
Yes.
What? Have you lunched at home?
No, no, but all this did I know before. What says he of our marriage? What of that?
Lord, how my head aches. What a head have I. Oh. It beats as if it would fall in 20 pieces. My back. No, the other side. Ah, my back, my back. Shame on your heart for sending me about to catch my death with skipping up and down.
I'faith, I am sorry that thou art not well. Sweet, sweet, sweet nurse, tell me, what says my love?
Mm-hmm. Your love says, like an honest gentleman, mm-hmm. and a courteous, and a kind, and a handsome, and I warrant a virtuous... Where is your mother?
Where is my mother? Why, she is within. Where should she be? How oddly thou repliest. Your love says like an honest gentleman. Where is your mother?
Oh, gods, lady dear, are you so hot? My, I'm taken aback. Oh, is this how you soothe my aching bones? Henceforth, do speak your messages yourself.
Do hear such a fuss? Come, what says Romeo?
When have you leave to go to your confession?
Today.
Then hie you hence to Friar Lawrence's cell. There waits a husband to make you a wife. Now comes the wanton blood up in your cheeks. They'll be in scarlet straight at any news. Hie you to church. I have another job. To fetch a ladder by the which your love can climb to bird's nest safe when it is dark. I am the lackey and toil for your delight, but you shall bear the burden soon at night. Go, out to dinner. Hie you to the cell.
Hie to high fortune. Honest nurse, farewell.
Dong, 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 dong.
Dong, 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 ding.
May heaven smile upon this holy act, and tomorrow's with sorrow chide us not.
Amen? Amen. But come what sorrow may, it cannot take away the exchange of joy of even one short minute by her side. After thou join our hands with holy words, may love, devouring death, do what he dare. It's enough that I have called her mine.
These violent delights have violent ends, and as they meet, they die, like fire and powder, which as they kiss, meet death. The sweetest honey is cloying in his own deliciousness. The strong, sweet taste confounds the appetite. Therefore... love moderately. Long love doth so. Too swift is as untimely as too slow.
Slam!
Here comes the lady. Oh, so light a foot.
Good even to my soul's confessor, sweet.
Romeo shall thank thee, daughter, for us both.
Oh. The same to him. Else is his thanks too much.
Oh, yeah. Juliet. if the measure of thy joy be heaped like mine, since thou hast better skill to speak on it, do sweeten all the air with thy dear breath, and let that music's tongue unfold the imagined happiness that we'd receive in joining up this dear encounter.
Promises rich in acts, though poor in words, will last in substance, not cheap ornament. 'Tis beggars that can hold and count their worth. My true love has grown to such excess I cannot sum up half
my true love has grown to such excess I cannot sum up half of my wealth.
My true love has grown to such excess I cannot sum up half of my wealth.
I cannot sum up.
True love has grown
half of my
such excess.
I cannot sum up.
Sum up.
Sum up.
Sum up half of my wealth.
My true love has grown to such excess.
I cannot sum up. I cannot sum up
half of my wealth.
Come, come with me, and we will quickly work. You understand, you'll not be left alone till Holy Church incorporate two in one. Go!
I pray thee, good Mercutio, let's retire. The day is hot, the Capulets are nigh, and if we meet, we shan't escape a brawl. The sun, these hot days, keeps the mad blood stirring.
Thou art like one of these fellows, that, when he enters the confines of a tavern, claps his sword upon the table and cries, "May God keep me from need for thee!" And by the time his second cup is drained, draws on the barkeep, when indeed there is no need.
Am I like such a fellow?
You are as hot in the head as any in Italy. You don't take diddly from any Capulet villain. See, if there were two like you, we would sooner have none. Benvolio's his only foe, so there can only be one. You would fight a man for having more or less in a beard than you, for coughing in the street because the act of it's weird to you. What eye but your eye would spy a fight as quick? What hand but your hand is mighty as Midas is? Your head has quarrels like an egg has yolk, and if provoked with a stroke, someone's dick is broke.
Oh,
and yet, you would tutor me from brawling.
Were I so apt to fight as much as sinner Mercutio, any guy would wanna buy my life's insurancio.
Insurancio?
Insurancio. Hey, hey, oh, oh, hey, oh, ah!
Follow me close, for I will speak to them.
By my head, here comes the Capulets.
By my heel, I care not.
Gentlemen, good e'en. A word with one of you.
And but one word with one of us. Couple it with something, make it a word and a blow.
You shall find me apt enough to that, sir, if you will give me occasion.
Too afraid to take occasion without my giving.
Mercutio, thou hath known Romeo.
Hath known. What, dost thou make us fairies? Come thou hither to join a merry, airy flight. Here's my wand. Thou wilt know its pressure, or wisely take occasion to lightly take your flight. For God's sake, hath known.
Okay, we talk here in the public space of men. Either withdraw into some private place, or in words reason of your grievances, or else depart. Here all eyes gaze on us.
Men's eyes were made to look, and let them gaze. I will not budge for no man's pleasure, I.
Well, peace be with you, sir. Here comes my man.
But I'll be hanged, sir, if he serves your house. He'll serve your sword to rust, occasion given. Then, your worship, thou might call him man.
Romeo, the love I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain.
Tybalt, the reason that I have to love thee doth much excuse the rage that right befits such harsh a greeting. Villain am I none, therefore farewell. I see thou knowest me not.
Boy, this shall not excuse the injuries that thou hast done me. Therefore turn and draw.
I do protest I never injured thee, but love thee more than thou canst imagine. Till thou shalt know the reason of my love. And so, good Capulet, which name I tender as dearly as mine own, be satisfied.
Oh, come, dishonorable, vile, submission? My thrusting weapon cover for thine knees. Swing! Tybalt, you rat catcher, will you run?
What wouldst thou have with me?
Good King of Cats, nothing but one of your 9 lives. That I mean to take liberties with, and following such liberties, thrash dead the rest of the 8. Will you? Pluck your sword out of his little cave by his ears. Make haste, or mind be plucking your ears ere he be out.
I am for you.
Gentle Mercutio, put thy rapier down.
Come, sir, let's see your passado.
Drop and volley, you'll beat down their weapons! Gentlemen, refrain from this outrage! Timble! Mercutio, the prince expressly hath forbid this violence in Verona's streets! Hold! Timble! Good Mercutio!
Away, Tybalt!
I am hurt! A plague on both your houses! I am spent!
Is he gone? With no scathing?
What, at the hurt?
Aye, a scratch. Mary, tis enough! Where is my page? Go, villain! Fetch a surgeon!
Courage, man.
Okay.
The hurt cannot be much.
No, 'tis not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door, but 'tis enough. 'Twill serve.
Ask for me tomorrow, and you shall find me a grave man.
I am ruined, I warrant, for this world. A plague above your houses!
Zoons! That a dog, a rat, a mouse, a cat can scratch a man to death. A braggart, a rogue, a villain that fights by the Book of Arithmetic. Why the devil came you between us? I was hurt under your arm.
I thought all for the best.
Help me into some house, Benvolio, or I shall faint. A plague of both your houses! They have made worm's meat of me. I'm finished, done. A curse on both your houses!
This gentleman, the prince's nearest kin, my truest friend, receives this mortal hurt on my behalf. My reputation stained with Tybalt's slander, Tybalt that an hour hath been my cousin. O sweet Juliet, thy beauty hath made me effeminate. And in my spirit softened valor's steel.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, brave Mercutio is dead. That gallant spirit hath no sword to clouds, which too untimely here did scorn the earth.
This day's black fate on future days depend. This but begins the woe others must end.
Here comes the fiery Tybalt back again.
Again, in triumph, while Mercutio slain? Away to heaven, mercy undeserved! And fire-eyed fury be my compass now. Now, Tybalt, take back, villain, to thine lips that late thou cast at me. For Mercutio's soul is but a little way above our heads, waiting for thine to keep him company. Either thou, or I, or both, must go with him.
Thou wretched boy that didst know him so, shalt with him go!
This shall determine that!
Romeo, away, be gone. The citizens are up, and Tybalt slain. Stand not amazed. The prince will doom thee death if thou art taken. Hence, be gone, away.
Oh, I am fortune's fool.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the NatCo and Two River Theater production of Romeo and Juliet, written by William Shakespeare. And translated into modern English verse by Hansel Jung. The Play On podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is directed by Dustin Wills. Radio play by Catherine Eaton, with additional contributions by Liana Keys. The cast is as follows. Dorcas Lung as Juliet. Chris Bano as Romeo. Mia Katigbak as Nurse and Prince. Daniel Liu as Lady Capulet, Lady Montague, and Peter. Purva Betty as Friar Lawrence. Mitchell Winter as Paris, Tybalt, and Apothecary. Daisuke Tsuji as Lord Capulet and Lord Montague. Jose Gamo as Mercutio and Samson. Zion Jang as Benvolio and Balthazar. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA. Mix and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Original music composition by Brian Quijada. Additional music composition and music direction by Nigel Robinson. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The Managing Director of Business Operations and Partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcast.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes. And join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts.